An airplane that crashed 44 years ago near Fairbanks may fly again. The B-25 bomber was being used for firefighting when it belly landed on a Tanana River sandbar in June 1969. No one died in the crash, but the hulk of the World War II bomber was damaged and never removed. As KYC's Dan Bross reports, a pair of aircraft mechanics from Michigan are planning a rescue attempt.
Patrick Mihalik and Todd Trainer are longtime best friends. Both men grew up around airplanes in Brighton, Michigan, where Trainer's dad had a two-seater Aranca that attracted Mihalik's attention.
I met him when he was 16 years old. My dad and I were working on the Aranca outside on the driveway. He came up on his bicycle and birds someday.
Trainer,
like airplanes, I'm going to restore warbirds someday.
Trainer says their friendship eventually led to the pair sharing a hangar and Mihalik serving on the board for an Aranca museum Trainer founded. Mihalik repairs and restores aircraft for a living. His passion is World War II planes, especially the B-25 bomber.
I don't know why the B-25, but it's always been one of those aircraft that always just kind of stood out.
It's a handsome-looking airplane. It's a bomber. It's nostalgic, it's glorious, and it stands up on its legs very proudly.
Mihalik has long wanted to restore a B-25 known as the Mitchell Bomber after Army Air Service flyer Billy Mitchell, who served in Alaska over 100 years ago. Mihalik says only about 20 Mitchell B-25s remain operational in North America, and parts are hard to come by, but that never stopped his pursuit.
All through college, I would spend evenings searching wrecked World War II aircraft, you know, all over the country. And I knew about Sandbar Mitchell outside of Fairbanks, and it just kind of was abandoned there by the owner.
The Sandbar moniker refers to the privately owned B-25's crash site on the Tanana River while it was contracted out for firefighting in the summer of 1969. The wrecked plane was pilfered for parts over the ensuing four-plus decades, but the fuselage and wing stubs remain intact, valuable pieces of the puzzle Mihalik and Trainer are trying to put together. Mihalik says recovery of the Sandbar Mitchell became a possibility due to a couple of fortuitous connections.
A gentleman from Fairbanks actually contacted Todd about floats for a seaplane, and then I had Todd, you know, ask him about if he knew anything about Sandbar Mitchell.
And eventually, I connected up with an acquaintance on YouTube and gave him the coordinates. And he drove out there in a snow machine, took some pictures for us. We are starting to use Google Earth. We're researching the crap out of this thing. That's our style. And we're finding out that, heck, you know, there's still a lot of it left.
Trainer and Mihalik bought rights to the plane from the family of the Montana man who owned it for a dollar. Now they're securing permits and contemplating ways to get the B-25 fuselage off what's become a tree-covered island in the Tanana. Plan A calls for sledding the parts into Fairbanks.
And then plan B would be to have a donated airlift service lift it out of there and bring it over to the Fairbanks airport where we can then further the disassembly process.
Plan B would be preferred because it's less work. The problem is we're just two guys from Brighton with shallow pockets.
Helicopter or sled, the B-25 would then be trucked to Michigan for restoration using parts from another wreck the men found on eBay. The ultimate goal is full restoration for flying and display at a planned museum. Trainer and Mihalik travel to Fairbanks later this week with plans to meet with locals and travel out to the Sandbar Mitchell in preparation for a June timeframe start to the recovery operation. For KUAC News in Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.